John Cooper from Saturday Down South. What's up, John?
Hello, RJ. How are you, bud?
Man, I'm doing well. Hey, great to have you on. Thanks for joining us. Got a couple questions. You were at the SEC Media Days last week, and you got to hear all the coaches, but one that really a lot of people were talking about was Brett Bielema, and he was commenting on the speed of offenses that Gus Malzahn runs. He was kind of joining up with Nick Saban. What were your thoughts on that whole situation?
Well, you know, Bielema made it clear that he wasn't joking around. You know, Malzahn was asked about the injury if compared to the hurry up, no huddle offenses. Malzahn said he first thought it was a joke, and Bielema made it very clear that it's not a joking matter. He's really taken kind of the toughest stance on that type of offense. Nick Saban had alluded to it last year a little bit. Is this what we want football to become? I think he was more talking about the overall scheme and, you know, the lack of substitution troubles Bielema. And he's serious. I don't know if he really has a ground to stand on. I think he's fighting a losing battle.
John, I tell you, when you look at this upcoming year, you wrote an article for the SEC running backs. You ranked the SEC running backs, and of course, when you look at that, you're going to see the Alabamas of the world. You're going to see the Georgias of the world. But when you got to the bottom of the article, you put out some breakout running backs for the upcoming 2013 season. You had Alex Collins on there, and you also had Jonathan Williams. What are your thoughts on them for this upcoming year?
Well, I think if you look at Brett Bielema and the schemes that he ran in Wisconsin, number one is he knows how to develop offensive line talent. So that bodes well for Travis Swanson, Bray Cook, and others that are looking to take their game to the next step. If you look at the player personnel right now, they're best suited for a straight pro-style scheme type of offense. That bodes well for Jonathan Williams and Alex Collins. Both of these guys are very talented. We saw a little bit of Williams last year when he came in the game, more to do with the receiving against, I believe it was Kentucky, he had a big breakout game. The guy has all the tools in the shed to become a premier SEC running back. I think he'll have a breakout caliber year. Certainly one to watch. I think Alex Collins could have I don't want to shoot for the stars here, but he reminds me a cross between Trent Richardson and a little bit of a Todd Gurley, one that can bully you a little bit between the tackles and also have the breakaway speed and all the athleticism to be a top flight back in the league.
Yeah, John, he reminds me of Maurice Jones-Drew because he's not as tall as some of the taller guys, but like you said, he can do a lot of different things. When you're looking at the SEC right now, who do you have out of the West and the East, and do you still think that, you know, the SEC, the BCS National Championship will run through one of these two teams?
Oh, I think absolutely. I think the SEC is going to close out the BCS era with another championship. Obviously, my favorite coming out of the SEC and certainly out of the West is Alabama right now. I think everything's kind of, you know, all the stars are aligning. They return some very talented guys. They're stacked at every single position on the roster. Now, there's a couple question marks, one being in the secondary at corner. I think there's going to be some teams to exploit their secondary a little bit, kind of like Texas A&M did last year. So that's something to keep an eye on, certainly in the third week of the year when they go down to College Station. But still like Alabama, the schedule sets up perfectly. They have bye week before A&M and before LSU. And out of the East, I like Georgia. I think Florida has the toughest schedule of the three East powers. South Carolina has the easiest, and Georgia's somewhere in the middle. For me, Georgia's all about starting the year. I mean, the first 5 weeks, they got Clemson, South Carolina, and LSU. So it's going to be tough. So we're going to know, you know, right out of the gates whether Georgia's championship bound or whether they're just going to make a run at the East title. But I like Georgia coming out of the East. I think the offense is so explosive. They're going to be so balanced. And if you look at last year's defense, and they had a bunch of NFL-caliber type players, I think their defense is actually going to gel better as a unit than they did last year.
Yeah, and what I was going to comment on your Georgia, even that Clemson game, because my pick is Georgia-Bama again, just like you, and I have Georgia beating Bama. And, you know, they were close last year, but I think, you know, that with Aaron Murray – and the two running backs, I don't see another set of running backs across the country better than the two Georgia has when you talk about a 1-2 combination. But even if Georgia lost to Clemson, which I don't think they will, that's so early in the year that I think they will still be fine enough if they're able to go through the rest of their schedule although they, you know, they do have some tougher games than Bama. You know, you look at Bama's schedule, they might have only three games that are even close games that they should win. They'll be favoring all of them, but only three games I think they have a chance to even lose.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, the one game that's kind of sneaky, we know about Texas A&M, we know about LSU. The one game that's kind of sneaky for Alabama is right out of the gate against Virginia Tech. Now, I know they're not going to overlook Virginia Tech, but, you know, with Texas A&M game setting up in the next week, you know, it bodes well for this team to maybe be looking ahead. I'm not buying that. But to me, you know, if Georgia loses against Clemson, yes, it is early in the year, but to me that exposes a bigger problem. You know, I think if they can't beat Clemson, I think they're going to have trouble against South Carolina, LSU, and Florida. So I think, in my opinion, they're going to have to beat Clemson, certainly to make a run at the national championship.
John Cooper from SaturdayDownSouth.com joining us. John, a lot's been made about this Arkansas team this year, about how mediocre they may be. I've heard anything from 4 wins, 5 wins. I even heard 8 wins the other day. What do you see when you see this team? A guy that covers the entire SEC, what do you see? Because Brett Bielema seems to think this is a better team than what a lot of people think they're going to be. And really, how bare is the cupboard, or is it at all?
Well, let's start with the positives. I think the best thing that he has going for him, and really his track record, he's going to have a good defense. If you look at Arkansas's defense, really their secondary was just putrid last year. So they're going to take a step forward. I think they're going to improve. They return 4 starters. And if you look at the run defense last year, they finished top 5 in the SEC, which not a lot of people want to account for. They got 4 strong defensive linemen. So if you're looking at the positives, it starts on the defensive side of the ball. You know, there's obviously some player personnel questions, certainly at quarterback, at wide receiver. You know, who's going to fill Hamilton's shoes, certainly Wilson's shoes at quarterback. So, you know, there's a couple spots on the offensive line, too, that are in question. So the point to me is who's going to provide the offense enough to score these, to get in a shootout game with a team like Auburn in a swing game that they absolutely have an opportunity to win that game? Who's going to score the points for them? That's my question. I know their defense is going to be better than advertised. I believe that. They're going to surprise some people. But the offensive side of the ball is really the main concern. Right now, with the lack of proven player personnel guys there at the skill position.
Yeah, and to me also, you got to look at special teams. They lost I want to say Arkansas's career all-time leader in special teams yards in Dennis Johnson. That would be a big help if they can get some special teams help when you're talking about scoring points with the field position. And Coach Bielema's last 3 years at Wisconsin, he only had 1 double-digit loss. So his style of offense, he's going to be able to keep you in games. And when I look at Arkansas's schedule, I think it's important that they start out 4-0 and at worst 3-1, because then you go A&M, Florida, South Carolina, Alabama. Let's say if they do can start out 4-0, okay, that's 4-4. If you're saying they lose those next 4 games, then you go Auburn, Ole Miss, Mississippi State. They can win 2 of those games, I really believe, and get to that 6 wins and get to a bowl game.
Well, that's certainly the goal, and I know the over and under right now entering this year is set up right at 5.5, which is tough. And right now I would have them on the under. That's just, you know, my opinion, but certainly they're capable of winning 6 games, maybe even capable of winning 7 games. I think that's the biggest question mark is just the impact that Bielema is going to have and Jim Chaney and company on the offense. Are they going to score points? And, you know, they're going to have to start out 4-0, in my opinion, to get to that 6-win mark. The middle of the schedule is just absolutely brutal. 4 weeks in a row, that's the toughest stretch of any team in the country. And you throw Rutgers in there, that's 5 in a row that's just downright nasty. And you finish the schedule off against LSU, which they're in that game last year. Ole Miss is going to be a tough game. And then you got Auburn. That's going to be who I think Gus Malzahn is going to have the quickest turnaround there of any of the new coaches.
Well, and I would agree with you. And here's the reason I think so. He only missed 1 recruiting class there. People aren't talking about that as much, that he was there. They won a national title. He goes to Arkansas State. But the guys that are there are the guys he recruited. They tried to change the style of offense when he left, and I think they'll pick that back up. And I think Josh Frazier probably benefits the most if he ends up being the starter.
Yeah, I think so too. And the one thing, the thing that stands out to me about the Chizik era is, you know, he recruited very well, but he didn't develop any of the guys. You look at the 2 guys that came out under the Chizik era, was really Nick Fairley, Cam Newton. Both of those guys were JUCO guys. He couldn't develop them. So the problem for them wasn't recruiting. It was developing once they're on campus. They seem to disappear. So that's what Malzahn and the defensive coordinator, you know, Ellis Johnson, has to do is really get these guys to make plays. He's got three quarterbacks there vying for the starting job, and Jonathan Wallace and Kyle Frazier, and then Nick Marshall, who's the JUCO transfer, played defensive back, ironically, at Georgia. He's got three guys there that are all three dual threat to run this offense. I like their quarterback position to be one of the most improved in the entire league.
John Cooper from SaturdayDownSouth.com joining us on Overtime. Real quick, we've got about 30 seconds till the top of the hour, till the break. Do you think A.J. McCarron can win the Heisman this year?
You know, that's a great question. I think they're going to have to be undefeated. I think they're going to have to win the SEC championship en route to an undefeated national championship appearance. Yes, I think it's you know, I think there's certainly a better chance than what people realize. You look at what he's done in his career, it's just amazing.
John Cooper from SaturdayDownSouth.com. John, hey, I appreciate the time. And if you want to follow John, you can do that on Twitter at JohnSDS. And he's got all kinds of great Southeastern Conference news and notes. And you can follow him on Twitter. John, appreciate the time.
Hey, anytime, guys.